Today, Holy Thursday, marks the first day of the Triduum, the 3 days that lead up to Easter and the most sacred period in the liturgical calendar. In his general audience yesterday, Pope Benedict reflected on how Christians should live this intense spiritual period.
So Christmas serves as a prelude to these 3 days, as priests renew their promises to the bishop, who then blesses the holy oils and consecrates the chrism, signifying the gift of the Holy Spirit. At the Mass of the Lord's Supper, we recall the institution of the Eucharist, the supreme sign of Christ's love for us. May our fervent celebration of the Triduum draw us even more deeply into Christ's Paschal mystery.
And as we heard later this morning, Pope Benedict will indeed celebrate Chrism Mass here in St. Peter's Basilica with priests from his diocese. This evening he will cross the Tiber to St. John Lateran for the celebration of the Mass in Cena Domini. Benedictine abbot Timothy Wright reflects on the liturgical meaning of these two events.
At the evening meal of the Passover, Jesus washes the feet of his disciples. You call me Master and Lord, and rightly, so I am. If I then, the Lord and Master, have washed your feet, you must wash each other's feet. The Lord and Master, washing the dirty, ragged, broken feet of his friends. An action which is repeated each year on Maundy Thursday evening at the Eucharist, when the principal celebrant washes the feet of 12 representatives. Representatives not just of the community, but of all suffering humanity, of every man, woman, child throughout the world, whose feet are dirty for no fault of their own, whose feet are full of pain through no fault of their own. And the church, through the priests, kneels, washes, and wipes those feet, not just as a symbolic act, but as a commitment to serve the poor, the needy. And we wash each other's, not just symbolically, but in attitude, in action, in thought, in prayer, and in love.